Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Red Fox Blogger with your host, Kel Fritzy. She's the infidel your imam warned you about, and there's no holding her back as she shares her opinions, insights, information, and outrage discussing the political entity known as Islam. We are at a critical juncture in our history, and if the threat of Islam is not faced up front, right now, then we will lose the freedoms of individuality, civic justice, and autonomy of thought we rightly enjoy, and instead see our values replaced with kinetic and civilizational jihad, Sharia law, and oppression permanently. Don't let the memory of our soldiers, past and present, go in vain. It is up to us to protect the legacy for which they fought so hard. We have an obligation to honor their memory today and for future generations. Join Kel Mondays at 3 p.m. Eastern and Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. But leave your political correctness well away from her phone lines and chat room. And be warned, Kel takes no prisoners.
GoDamnMedia.com.
Changes. We are justified in doing anything we can to survive.
And welcome, everybody, to the Red Fox Blogger with your host, Kel Fritzy. And I'm sorry for that little delay. I had a little situation with my doggie. Oh, boy. Anyway, hi there. Welcome to the Red Fox Blogger, like I say. And I'm your humble host, Kel Fritzy. I have a very, very great program for you tonight, and that is that my guest is Wild Bill for America. He is going to be on discussing his new movement in the United States, and this is a very important movement. You see, there are things going on in the United States. There are things going on globally within the Western Hemisphere. We're very tired of what we are seeing. It seems that there is a very much a disenfranchised people are disenfranchised. They're not hooking up anymore. They are lacking the cohesiveness that we used to have. Wild Bill for America, he wants to change that. I want to help him change that with his new movement, and that is the Tea Party for America. I'm going to let him explain that when he gets here a little later on. But that is Tea Team USA. This is a very good idea. It's a very positive approach to reunite the United States of America. Remember the good old days when we believed that we were a collective in our hearts and our souls, and that we stood together, but now it seems that things are so fragmented in that we look at each other with jaundiced eyes, and we see each other as others. There is no such thing as a sense of patriotism or anything any longer like that. Wild Bill for America, he's going to change that. I am very, very proud that I can promote these programs and these groups. I can bring them to you, and I can share with you. There is something very, very amiss amongst us these days, and that is our cohesion. Wild Bill for America will be here shortly. Before he comes on, though, I just want to share with you what Wild Bill Tea Party for America is.
I am amazed at the response to the Patriot Special Forces videos. Americans in every state are ready to join up to take on the domestic enemies who are bringing this nation down. Now, I apologize that I've not been able to answer each of you personally. I am scrambling to get a website set up and to establish teams in each state. Stand by. We will be up and running and raising a ruckus very soon. Now, why are we doing this? Because Americans have written a million letters to our elected representatives, just like they tell us to, but things just keep getting worse. Our elected representatives do not listen to us because they have no fear of us, and that needs to change. The Tea Teams are Americans who are ready to take our patriotism to the next level by openly confronting corruption and anti-American policies of the liberal left. We are fed up with the godless liberalism that destroys the proud nation of this history and is dragging our children, our economy, and our nation's morals down into the sewers. We will no longer wait for the politicians to clean things up. We're going to do it ourselves. Where anti-American liberalism is being shoved down our throats, we are going to shove God and country right back down theirs. We are not going to shy away from controversy. In fact, we're going to stir it up. Americans have been far too passive in dealing with the socialist communist liberals who have taken over our public education, the media, and our government. Now, I do need to make clear to some of you who are signing up with the Tea Teams that we are not going to be painting our faces green and blowing up buildings or people. We are going to operate within the law to create chaos in the ranks of those who push the liberal agendas. Oh, we're going to pick a fight with the liberal left, no doubt about that. And we will go against the opinions of some liberal activist judges. But we will not violate the Constitution. We are going to restore the Constitution. We are going to take on the liberal strongholds. We are going to return God and country right back into the public schools and our government. I have a plan. The anti-American left has won too many victories in the past few years, and our side, the good guys, need to see some victories for American freedom. So, if you're ready to take your patriotism to the next level, get ready. The Tea Teams USA will be starting very soon. This is Wild Bill for America. Thank you for watching, and America, bless God again.
I like that. I like that a lot. I like that there is a sense of grassroots going on again. It's being reborn. See, ladies and gentlemen, we have to get back to our grassroots I like that Wild Bill for America is doing that. I like this movement that he has. And for my new listeners, I want to explain to you exactly who Wild Bill for America is. He is a patriot, an American patriot. He grew up in the Colorado Rockies. He had a successful career in law enforcement. He served as both a deputy sheriff and a deputy U.S. Marshal. He is a graduate of the Colorado Law Enforcement Academy, the Federal Law Enforcement Academy, and the U.S. Marshals Academy. Prior to law enforcement, Bill served in the U.S. Marines as a corpsman. As a security specialist, Bill has tackled Islamic violence and intimidation head-on, recruiting and training security teams to protect missionaries serving around the world. Having studied Islam intensely and seen how it operates firsthand, Bill is well qualified to speak out about the dangers this religion presents. As one of the first Tea Party members, Bill continues his policy of speaking the truth boldly and encouraging others to do the same. Now, he is having a little bit of trouble calling in. I just got a message from him. So I'm going to do something here and see if I cannot bring a Bill in. So you're going to have to bear with me. This is kind of new to me. I'm not used to using this feature on the program, but I am rather proud of the fact that I can do this. So let's see what happens here. Oh, this is, I love live radio. I truly do. And I hope I typed in the right number because otherwise there's going to be somebody in Colorado going, hello, who are you? So let's see what happens. Dee, dee, dee. Dialing.
Hi, this is Bill.
Hi, Bill. It's Kel Fritzy. How are you? You're live on the air on the program. How are
Hi,
you
Kel. I'm doing good. It's good to hear from you. Thanks for having me back on.
I am so pleased to have you. I know you were having problems calling into the radio program, so I'm so grateful that you entrusted me with your private number so that I could call you and get you on here. How are you, my dear sir?
Oh, well, I'm happy but angry at the same time. I'm trying to track down a dead mouse in my house. How can those little monsters find such good places to hide, die, and make your house miserable for a few weeks? This bachelor life is not always all it's cracked up to be, I'll tell you. So,
where are you
well,
searching
anyway,
for the darn thing? What's he doing, running around in your basement?
No, I can smell the little devil. He apparently died behind the wall somewhere, and he's just
stinking
up my house.
Hunting mouse. Oh,
yes.
Good grief.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Well. If I had a cat, I probably wouldn't have a mouse problem. Well, anyway, I'm answering a ton of emails because I just put up a video called Kicking the Tiger, where I encourage the U.S. military to bite the foot that kicks it, because the U.S. military has been taking a horrible amount of abuse from the Obama administration. I mean, it's just cutting their benefits, putting them in harm's way, refusing to give them the equipment they need, and it's awful. So anyway, I put out this video wondering just how much abuse the U.S. military will take before they say enough is enough. So I'm interested in any thoughts you have on that and maybe hearing from some of your listeners.
And, yes, you're going to hear a lot from me, Bill, believe me. And you want to call in and speak with Wild Bill, I just want to apprise you of the call-in number, and that is 347-237-4318. And you can also hit the Skippity Skype at the top of the show notes there. Bill, I was fascinated by this organization that you're involved with, that you created. I played the clip at the very beginning, Tea Party America, for my listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Tom Trento, and he brought it up on his program last week, and this is why I had to get in touch with you again. And once again, thank you for gracing the Red Fox Blogger with your valuable time. I appreciate how busy you are. But this is an amazing endeavor, and I love the format of this. I think it's fantastic in that Tom Trento was talking about this. I was listening to another, I've been listening to quite a few radio hosts. We have to get back to grassroots, right? We have
right.
to get, if it's just even a group of people, if you can get five or six friends together and make a voice that way, that's the premise of T-Teams USA, isn't it? It's just that let's get very, very intimate, but let's be very vocal. If we can have 100 intimate parties, and what I mean in that is that if we can have six people and we can build from there and we can rejuvenate the T-Team USA, we can rejuvenate the Tea Party proper, this would be much more effective, I think, than having a lot of people in organizations and fragmenting the Tea Party. I like this idea. I'm reading the Tea Party community mission right now, and it says, what a convention this has been, America for Prosperity's right online convention and defending the American Dream Summit. I love that. I wish I could have been there.
I was there. It was excellent, yeah.
And you were meeting people, and you were hearing ideas all over the place. It wasn't just that everybody was speaking at once. Everybody was speaking cohesively. You were listening
yes.
to people like Ted Cruz, Bobby Jindy, Rick Perry, Marco Rubio, all these fine people that we need. These are the politicians that we need. And the United States of America is very much losing that. It seems that there seems to be no pride anymore amongst the American populace in certain pockets. I certainly don't mean that as a grouping, but there are certain pockets in the United States of America that is truly lacking in cohesiveness and realizing that, hey, this is my country, and this is my country, and I want to take it back.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, we allowed the enemies of freedom to get control over the mainstream media, so most of America is just blanketed with negative bad news, that patriotism is dead, that, long live, the sexual perversion in the schools and Hollywood and all this stuff, and the conservative patriot people who love what the United States of America stands for and believe in the God and country values of our forefathers are beginning to think that their way of life is dead. We do need to bring them out of their homes so that they can gather with the vast majority of Americans who still believe in the American dream and who are willing to fight for freedom. Now, this T-Teams USA is designed from the principles of the military's special forces units. You know, they are the guys who work in small groups. They're dedicated to their work, and they are masters at disrupting enemy activities. Well, the T-Teams, I've actually been working with Navy SEALs and Army Rangers about applying their principles to political action to make these small groups as effective as possible to disrupt the liberal agendas that are operating in our neighborhoods. And it's growing in leaps and bounds, Cal. We now have chapters in all 50 states. And I heard recently from the English Defense League, they would like to apply some of these principles overseas to deal with some of the Islamic problems they're dealing with. And, you and I talked a few days ago about possibly bringing this principle to Canada. You know, you guys are undergoing some of the same problems that we are down here. And, man, I tell you, it's time for the Canadians and the Americans to link arms and take a stand for freedom together.
We need to link arms globally. We have to take the entire Western Hemisphere and all democracies into account and address the issues that everybody is facing. The Islamic issue, I call it the scourge, but I want to concentrate on that a little bit because I have a clip from your YouTube website, and that is Islamophobia. I'm going to play that in a minute. Like I explained to my listeners, that what you're up to right now is inspiring. The T-Teams USA is very inspiring. I put the link in the show highlights for my listeners who listen in archive.
Mm-hmm.
You can click on that and you can take a look at that. I also put the link in the chat room, which is rather busy right now.
All right. That's good. I like that.
It's very important, though. I think what attracted me and what made me want to just have a conversation with you on a Saturday afternoon over a cup of lemonade or a glass of, a cup of tea and a glass of lemonade, is that what is this? What is this T-Teams USA? I was reading the website, and I thought, this is absolutely fascinating. This is true grassroots. This is what we need, not only in the United States and Canada and the UK or New Zealand or Australia, but we need this globally in our democracies. It's because we are getting so lost in a big picture. It is so nice that we can have these groups, these organizations, and get a few people together and get a few more people. It's almost like that old hair shampoo commercial and so on and so on and so on. This group is really reaching back to the grassroots. And I have to tell you that, Bill, you work so tirelessly. You work on your blogs. You work so tirelessly on your YouTube channel, and now you are involved with this. Sir, when do you sleep?
I take cat naps throughout the day and the night. It's not unusual for me to be up until 2 a.m. and then sleep till 6 and then get up and work some more and then sleep from noon until 2. That's, the bachelor life lets you pretty much make your own schedule. So it does keep me busy, though.
There's a lot of people here are quite fascinated by your endeavor. I have somebody here who wants to come on the line, and that's area code 661. Do you want to take a call from this person?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Put them on.
Okay. 661, welcome to the Red Fox Blogger. I'm your host, Kel Fritzy, and you are speaking with Wild Bill for America. What is your name and what is your comment?
My name is Frank Day. Good evening.
Hello, Frank.
Hello, Kel. And good evening, Bill.
Good evening.
Pleased to listen. Pleased to hear from you. Now, I just say, Kel, for a start, I know you've had an hour to get all spruced up, but I'm still sitting here in my curlers. It's midnight here.
Oh, Frank. This is my dear friend Frank from across the pond. Frank is a very dear friend of mine, Bill. Oh, Frank, oh,
yes,
my goodness. I'm keeping you up so late.
I've actually talked to Frank before, yeah. Good to hear from you, Frank.
Yes, good to crack on it. It's what got me started, why I wanted to dial in. It's about what you just a couple of hours ago watched your latest one, Kicking the Tiger, and I happened across an article about the Navy Six, the SEAL 6 team, got stitched up, betrayed, and there's quite a big article on it. Now what I'm going to I found it, and I'm going to link it now. I hope I've got the right one. Yep. I'm linking it to the chat room. So, I mean, this is all the ammunition you need if you can spread that around the forces and let them understand. Because they're bound to be kept in the dark over this. But I think you can, you'll be able to get things rolling with that link. Well, Bill, you got it.
Oh, thank you, Frank, for that. Yes, yeah, still Team 6. Yeah, I've got it right here. And what I'm going to do is that I'm going to peruse that a little later on. I want to ask you, Frank, though. Like, you're in England, right?
Yeah.
And are you seeing a fragmentation amongst the people over there, and that they're very much losing their self-identity, and that they're being swallowed up in big government? Because this is what Wild Bill is doing. He is trying to get us back and engage us and tell the big government that we're not going to take it anymore, because this is enough. This is why the Tea Party was born in the first place. And Wild Bill is he is pretty much a co-founder of the Tea Party in the United States. This is a very good movement in that it roots people. It roots people back. Now, what Bill is doing now in particular is that he is engaging in ensuring that, you know what, maybe there's nothing about doing what's, well, you know what, I'm saying that wrong, and I apologize to Bill for that too. There is everything about doing everything right for your country. This is why I really am intrigued by Tea Teams USA, and that is, let's have a bunch of grassroots groups and let's see what we can accomplish. And Frank, I think that I see a lot of that happening in England, is that people are losing their identity, and I see that in the United States. I'm seeing that in Canada, and it's very distressing. This is why I'm so engaged by Tea Teams USA. Frank, what do you think of that? And I'm going to let Wild Bill address that for you. Like, Frank, say what you think about that, and then I'm going to pass you over to Bill.
Okay, then. Cheers. It's not so bad. I mean, it sounds terrible when you put it like that. People are losing. But what happens, and I think it's the same in most English-speaking worlds, where they've got the same principle of the Bill of Rights and the English common law. It's, we're just generally decent people, and we've let them get away with it out of good manners, because in our logic, we think, well, they're bound to catch on eventually. They're bound to prefer this place to where they're just going to run away from. But now people are starting to understand that it's not the case. It's been 20, 40 years. They've infiltrated every part of our institution, and people are beginning to see that it's corrupt. They didn't know where it was coming from, but now it's getting more and more obvious that it is Islam. I mean, there's only 3% of the population of England that are Muslims. But you turn on the news, you pick up the papers, everything you hear is 98% Muslim. But the whole topic, if 2% can make this much fuss, you can see what happens when they take charge. But anyway, it's not people apathetic. Some people are embarrassed that they haven't, too embarrassed to admit it, but they'll soon come out of the closet when they hear people like us just saying it out loud. And there's others just haven't twigged on yet, but they will. So
this,
we're not stupid. None of us are stupid.
It's a dual topic, and believe me, Bill and myself will be discussing that in a moment. Bill, what do you think of that?
Well, what I'm seeing in both the U.S. and I think the U.K. as well is that there are a lot of people who want to take action, but they are not sure exactly how to do it. And yeah, a lot of them are concerned about failure. If we use our small groups to take action and show some successes, some nationwide successes, you know, and pushing back some of the tide, I think we will see a huge influx of people standing up and saying, yes, I want to get in on this too, enough is enough. So I would strongly encourage Frank and his friends in the UK to consider the small team operations groups to basically take the fight to the enemies of freedom. And I know the English Defense League has been very active there, and of course they have been just absolutely torpedoed by the media with the usual slander, the big four, racist, Nazi, hate-monger, bigots. You know, they do it to me, they did it to Sarah Palin, they do it to the English Defense League. Generally, they do that to anybody that can make a difference. So, you know, my message to the people who want to take a stand is those slurs from the media should bounce off your chest like bullets off Superman. Do not let them intimidate you. Go full speed ahead and make a difference for your country.
Yep. Be proud of your enemies.
And Frank, I really want to thank you for that. I have somebody here who would also like to have a word with you, and this is 147. And 147, welcome to the Blog Talk radio program, and this is Red Fox Blogger, and I'm your host, Cal Fritzy, and you're speaking with Wild Bill for America. What's your name, and what's your comment?
Hi, Cal. It's me, Jeff, from the East Anglian
Radio.
It's good to be on the show.
Bill, let me apprise you that Jeff of the East Anglian EDL radio show, I'm his producer.
All right.
Hey, Bill,
it's really good to hear from you.
It's good to talk to you. And I was listening to what you were just saying there, and I was nodding my head, and you're very much close to my heart, because that's the way you think about things, the way you talk about things, is exactly the way I am on my shows. And when I do my shows and I speak about these things, I say it's about time people, instead of sitting on the fence, now is our time to do something positive. We've been doing it for 4.5 years in the EDL, as you know, Bill. And as we know, we've been under pressure from the media, from the politicians, spineless politicians, but we're still here, and of course we're still making great impressions globally. We're not just a small-time little organisation, but we spread right out. People are listening to us all over the world. We've even got Buddhist Defense League now have come about.
Really?
Simply because we've been here. Yeah, there's a Buddhist Defense League. Girl, hey, you're up to speed on that, aren't you? That guy that came out said that.
I am.
So, Bill, I've been following very closely what you've been talking about with small groups of people doing what you do, and it does seem the way forward. I wish you well with everything you do, and you know we follow you very closely, Bill, and we love the support that you've always gave us, and you've always been there, and you proudly wear your EDL badge, and what can I say? I salute you, so thank you so much for being there and speaking out like you do, Bill, and making your videos, and it's so important that we continue as we do on our mission. This is a mission that we're all on, and that we come together as one. We know who our enemy is, and it's just the way that we gradually go around dismantling that position what we find ourselves in. Maybe getting rid of these spineless politicians and putting people in power that speak the way that we talk all on these radio shows. So, as I say, it's a great honour and a privilege to talk to you this evening, Bill, and what can I say? Good speed with all your endeavours, with your new project that you've got there.
Well, let's keep in touch. Give me some good talking points. I would like to make some more videos in support of the EDL, and to let my people here in the States know that We are united again, just as our parents and grandparents were in the 1940s, and we are fighting an enemy that is just as deadly as the one back then. We don't dare let them get a foothold in our nations. And I'd like to share with you some of the ideas that T-Teams has for some unconventional tactics. One thing that we need to do is be unpredictable and hit the enemies of freedom where they don't expect us to. One of the big projects that we're focusing on now is disrupting political donations to corrupt politicians. You know, here in the States, all the donors have to be listed by name and address, what their business is and so on. And we have our T-Team investigators looking into the Internet information, and we are going to be putting these people on notice that if they continue to give money to corrupt politicians, that we will be boycotting their business. We will be in front of their business with picket signs saying, if you love America, boycott this business. And if we can shut down some of their cash flow, that would send shockwaves through the enemies of freedom. And that's just one of our ideas for bringing down the bad guys. So I'd like to talk to you more. Let's compare notes. Let's come up with some good battle plans for both sides of the pond.
Believe me, it would be my pleasure to hook you up with Jeff Mitchell of the East Anglian EDL radio show. It is probably one of the most successful radio programs, not only on Blog Talk Radio, but it's the official program of the English Defense League. The word is getting out there, and it's because of Jeff that there are so many more people joining the EDL. It's because of the work that Jeff single-handedly does on his radio program, and that's why I'm more than happy to sit in and do a little work behind the scenes for him. And believe me, Bill, I will ensure that you two have a conversation on your own down the road.
Well, can I say thank you, Kel. But as I say, you know, you say that, Kel, but this you have always said that about the radio show. This is about a collective of people. You know, it's just not about me. It's not about other people. It's about us being a collective. And we work together, and we will achieve. We will prevail. The enemy out there, they've been laughing at us because they know we got spineless politicians. But there will come a time, and it's coming close, that we'll be that day when we'll have people, put people in power. We're them dark days of what we had with the Camerons and the Obamas will be a thing of history. And that's the way it will be marked in history. Because, you know, we have got to do this for our future generations. We do know that demographics, these people are using stealth and they're very crafty. And, of course, our politicians are facilitating this push forward from these Islamists, to do what they've planned for 1,400 years, and that's to dominate the world. All the time I'm here, all the time the EDL's here, this will not happen. They can dream their dream, but it will never happen because it's people like Wild Bill, it's people like you, Kel, and many, many others, of many that will stop their surge forward, like we've done in the past, our ancestors have done. And we must never forget the people who've died for the freedoms, what we have today, which is sadly a lot of our freedoms have been taken away, eroded away. But all the time we're here, we will, you know, we'll make sure that freedom will prevail in the end. And I'm sorry about that, Bill. We'll go on one, I'll do it.
Go for
you're
it.
You're a great orator, Jeff, and Bill. That is something. And I got a comment from the chat room, and that's from Holger. He says, "Hey Jeff, we don't like that word collective." I kind of understand where he's coming with that.
My apologies,
we
Holger.
Have to... No, he's laughing. But it is what you say, Jeff, is very true, and what Bill is doing is very noble in that we're taking our countries back, whether that be from the socialist, the communist, and the Islamist. We are taking our countries back, and it doesn't matter where we are. We are an international movement in that we are finally standing up and we're saying enough is enough. Wild Bill, T-Teams USA, that is another organization that we can certainly grasp onto. That is the whole premise of the show tonight. But, Bill, I do want to talk about a video that you made regarding Islam, but we'll get to that one in a moment. What do you think of when you hear people calling into these radio programs, and they're calling in from all over the planet? I've had people call in. I've had people. Well, yeah, they're my people. I've had them call in as far away as Thailand, and I have people who follow me on my blog as far away as China. There is a very real need. I listen to Blog Talk radio programs, and I listen to the American radio hosts, and I can hear the frustration in their voices. I can hear the plead in their voice to please, we have to reclaim our America. And my heart breaks. It's frustration. It's tears. It's what happened to us? Bill, what do you think is going on in Obama's America?
Well, they know their time is short because they know the next presidential election might just slam the door on their opportunity. Now, you have to remember that the ultimate goal of liberalism is to institute a totalitarian government where they control everything that the citizens do. They tell us what we can eat, where we can live, what we're allowed to say, who we have to hire and who we cannot fire. They tell us what we are allowed to teach our children or not. And their goal is total domination. And this is what they're trying to do with the policies we see them advancing. Islam, of course, has the same goals, total domination. People will either live as brand new Muslims or as slaves of Islam, or they will be dead. Yeah, it's the religion of peace, all right, but their definition of peace is nobody left alive to oppose them. Now, I do have some good news, Kel. You'll like this. I learned recently that for the first time this year, the digital media will surpass television and radio for the number of people that it influences in America. The people who are carrying the torch forward in the digital formats, you, me, Gotti Adelman, Jan Morgan, Pam Geller, we are defeating the mainstream media stations. We're beating them, my friend. When you have people calling you from all around the world, that's real. I checked Google Analytics a while back, and my videos are being watched in 63 different nations. We have a huge support army out there. They're just invisible, but we need to never lose sight of that and never get discouraged. We are going to win this battle for the heart and soul of our countries.
I am so warmed by hearing that, and you're right, Bill, is that we are the new media now. Breitbart was not off the mark at all. We are the new media. We don't play into the MSM anymore. And the MSM, they know that. This is citizen journalism. This is where the real news gets told. And we're not sitting behind a desk and we're not reading a teleprompter. We are here. We are sharing with you, and we really do share with our hearts and our souls, because we have a very, very, very much a love for our respective countries, whether that be England or Canada or the United States or whether that be in Australia. But we have a deep love for our respective nations, and so we are compelled to do something. We are compelled to try to reach as many ears as possible with our voices, however humble they may be or however loud they may be. Wild Bill for America is one of my favorite voices out of the United States. I have not listened to one of his misses that he relates to you on YouTube, for example. And what you are doing, Bill, with this latest endeavor, and I don't even call it an endeavor. I call it an accomplishment, and that is T-Teams USA. I had to get in touch with you again because I'm so intrigued by this. I love the grassroots movement. I think that is where we have to get ourselves back to. Don't you think, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the Tea Party has been the soil from which Tea Teams sprang, and the Tea Party has been scaring the living daylights out of the politics as usual people in Washington, D.C. It's like a simmering pot. There's a simmering anger all across the USA about the absolute misuse of tax dollars while constantly harping for more and more money. The unbelievable push for immorality in our schools and in our entertainment industry is just shocking to families. And the shameful treatment of our military is riling up a lot of people, too. I see this like it's like an abscess that's coming to a head. Something's going to happen. Something has to give. And a lot of people, Kel, are going to be feeling the pain very soon, and when they do, they're going to start looking around for people that have answers for them. You and I and the EDL are the people they're going to be coming to because we have been sounding the alarm for several years now. We need to be prepared for that, and we should not get discouraged when we seem to be losing battles because, frankly, the vast majority of the citizens are not going to wake up until they are hurt personally by by other Islam or by government policies or something like that. And frankly, you and I need to just ride this roller coaster until it stops. So the more pain that the citizens suffer at the hands of these corrupt politicians and religious fanatics, the better for us. We need to, you know, keep putting the message out there that we are the army of freedom and we are a safe sanctuary from the totalitarians that are trying to take control. So don't be discouraged when bad things happen because, well, that great line in Star Wars where Princess Leia told Darth Vader, the more he tightens his grip, the more star systems will slip through his fingers. That's exactly what's going to happen with these totalitarians. The more they squeeze the people in our countries, the more people are going to wake up and join our side.
That is the perfect analogy. I loved that in that movie. I loved that, absolutely. You know, there is something, though, that also disturbs me. I mean, not that. In our general conversation, there's so many things that disturb me. But in particular, that also disturbs me is the lack of individual autonomy. I am very, very protective of my American cousins. I'm very, very protective. I am seeing more and more of Obama's America, though, and it's rather frightening. We have to deal with these under-informed voters, the free phone crowd. It used to be that you are proud to stand up. We lost so much. I don't know if it started in the 1960s when things were being removed from our public school systems. We lost so much. We lost the Lord's Prayer. We lost the Pledge to Allegiance. We lost singing God Bless America. We lost all that. And now we have the, I got a free phone. Obama,
yeah.
I love him. And now people are almost proud to be taking Obama bucks. I remember when there were people that were really, really down and out, and they would have to go hand in hat and ask for a little voucher for some food for their children. But now, these days, it seems that that has been so totally lost, and that people are almost proud to be on the Obama dollar. And, of course, that's the welfare rolls. And that if you're not on the Obama dollar, it's within certain communities. Well, what's wrong with you? Go get your money. Go get your money. Go get your free phone. What happened, Bill?
Well, you're right. The welfare mentality took over. I've heard it referred to down here as the family business. So what are you going to do when you grow up? Oh, I'll probably just go into the family business, you know, welfare. I'm pondering doing a video called Bring Back Shame. You know, shame is a powerful motivator for people to do what's right, and we have lost that. It used to be a shameful thing for somebody who was capable of working to take handouts. And I just did a video I'll be uploading about the public schools, telling about how kids need to be taught that only losers grow up to be beggars. And I called the Spoiled Brat Factories, our public schools. That's my nickname for them. So be looking for a video called, it'll have something about Spoiled Brat Factories in the title. But you're right. When T-Teams is up and running full bore, we're going to launch T-Teens, T-E-E-N-S, where we are going to use the teenagers in the schools to take God and country right back in. We're going to provide them with stickers that say One Nation Under God, stickers that have the Lord's Prayer on it, pamphlets that say, what is your teacher afraid of? And talk about, you know, the great heroes of the American Revolution and about the wonderful history of this country. We're going to go ahead and use these kids kind of like secret agents to infiltrate their school and drop these pamphlets and stickers all over their school. So I can see kids wanting to be there, be secret agents to bring this message back into our schools. It's more than one way to skin a cat, Kel.
Oh, Bill, I couldn't agree more. We are nearly at the top of the hour. Don't even get me started on Common Core. I am so frustrated with Common Core in that they devote a lot of time to the curriculum devotes a lot of time to Islamic studies, as it were, and I find that quite distressing. And I know that CARE, the Council of American Islamic Relations, has a lot to do with that. And we have issues with the Muslim Student Association in our universities. I interviewed a gentleman who wrote a book called Phase 2, and that is the infiltration of Islamic groups in our colleges, and his name is Paul Sutcliffe. It is very, very frightening. And when we talk about the public school system and we talk about Common Core and we talk about the infiltration of these groups within the United States, whether it be our schools or whether it be our government, it is a frightening entity out there. But what I want to do, Bill, is I want to play something for my listeners. And ladies and gentlemen, while Bill for America, this is his. We're going to see you back here in less than 2 minutes, but I'm going to give Bill a chance to come up for a little bit of air because I am monopolizing him like crazy tonight. But we're going to come back. We have talked about T-Teams USA. Now we're going to switch gears just a little bit. If while Bill will stay with me if I'm not wearing him out.
Nope, I'll stick around.
Thanks, Bill. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, take a listen to this. We'll see you back here in a minute.
We all know about Islamophobia, the mythological mental illness invented by the left to ridicule people who don't want jihad in their neighborhoods. But what in the world is Islamophilia?
Douglas Murray says that it's the inability of certain public figures to criticize Muslims even when they are committing brutal crimes against humanity all over the world. Murray has a new book out called Islamophilia, in which he documents how elected leaders slam Christians in Israel every chance they get, but when it comes to bloodthirsty Muslims, they turn into sniveling weenies who grovel and apologize. The violent crime wave inspired by Islam is evident for all to see. So, what's the problem? All this spineless pandering to jihad killers does nothing but encourage more of the same. This pandering seems to come almost entirely from the liberal left, and it is my Wild Bill opinion that liberals are so far removed from genuine manhood that they simply do not possess the courage to stand against dangerous radicals. Political leaders have been gelded by political correctness, and frankly, they're an embarrassment to the American way of life. The world looks to us to stand against bullies, and now the world is facing the biggest religious bully in history. It grieves me that American and European leaders are acting like whipped puppy dogs rather than men. Another real possibility is that Islamic nations have a lot of oil money, money that can line the pockets of certain politicians to look the other way. Either way, these so-called leaders are national disgraces. This is Wild Bill for America. Thank you for watching, and America, bless God again.
And welcome back, everybody. And just to remind you, pardon me, you are listening to the Red Fox Blogger, and I'm your humble host, Cal Fritzy, and my guest is Wild Bill for America. And you listen to what he had to say in that clip that I shared with you. There's a lot of business going on out there, and I'm very unhappy about it. My listeners know how strident I am when it comes to the issues of Islam and the infiltration within the United States, Canada, England, in the West. Bill, I was reading this article the other day. This is from the American for Legal Immigration website. Jesse Jackson, I don't know if you came across this, but, and I've got a dog here. No. Go away. Go on. He was speaking at a meeting for the Arab American Civil Rights League. He was there last week, and he said to the Muslims, "You are the new America." Oh. Jackson, he was referring to supposed racism aimed at Arabs, including being targeted at airports. And by the way, Arabs are Caucasians, just so people know that. But he said that these civil rights violations are a madness on racism. Now, I'm not saying that because they're Caucasians, they're immune to racism. I'm a Caucasian, and I have been subject to racism, so I don't know where he was coming from, but we'll have to ponder that one a little later on down the road. But apparently this Jackson, he has close ties to the Arab and Muslim communities. I did not realize that he worked very closely with them during his presidential campaign in 1984 and 1988. I had no idea about that, Bill. One of his closest political advisors.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, yeah. James Zogby. My gosh.
I really only have one problem with Jesse Jackson, and that is the fact that he's on the wrong side of every issue. That man, and it's like he's wired backwards. Everything he does is wrong. Everything he says is wrong, and he's lost a tremendous amount of credibility here in the U.S. because, you know, you just can't cover up that kind of a character long enough for it to last forever, you know. I remember his presidential run, you know, Run Jesse Run and his Rainbow Coalition. And the man has just fallen from grace ever since then. And the fact that he is aligning himself with America's enemies is absolutely no surprise whatsoever. The man will jump in front of any crowd that will give him attention. And, I was on a board a while back, and was asked, what is the greatest danger that Islam poses to the U.S.? And my answer was their ability to find useful idiots. You know, Islam has got a lot of Americans apologizing for it and promoting it openly. And if these people had any idea of what Islam has planned for them, they wouldn't be so quick to be allies of Islam. But Jesse Jackson, he's in it for himself. As long as he gets money and fame and power, he'll go for it. He'll go for it. So I'm not surprised at all.
I just hope that he's prepared for the fact that he'll be the first talking head beheaded once the caliphate reaches its ambitions. He is a very, very vile man in that he endorses the fact that Arabs have they describe themselves as persecuted. And Jesse Jackson, he goes on to say, you must not retreat. You are God's people. We are the new America. Oh, my goodness.
It never ends there, Bill.
Like, it's
not often I get angry anymore, but that one just made me angry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joe Dan Gorman says, you know, don't even mention these people. Don't speak their names. Don't give them any credibility at all, but... And I have done that. I've pretty much ignored Jackson, but boy, that one's got me mad enough to start making notes for a new video. That's ridiculous.
I just feel compelled to bring his name up when he speaks this idiocy. It is mind-boggling. And you know what, Bill? What really, really annoys me is that this guy still has quite a following. And people like the sheep that they can be under the Jackson thumb. They're listening to him. And a lot of them are going, oh, Muslims, oh, yeah, they're persecuted. Yeah, oh, they're just like us. Oh, we have to stick with the Muslims. And this is the danger that faces us when we have these people out there saying this in a microphone. You are the new America. Are you kidding me?
Well, do you know who David James Manning is? Are you familiar with him?
Yes, I do.
He's a pastor in Harlem, and he is Obama's worst nightmare. This guy, I love him. He is a ball of fire, and he puts videos out on YouTube also. And James David Manning is calling for all Americans, black and white, to go to Gettysburg this next April, I think it is, where we will all stand together against the liberal racism that is tearing our countries apart. And that includes Islam. So, man, I would love to have a delegation from Canada come down and join us at Gettysburg. Take a look at Dr. Manning's website. That's Atlah Ministries, A-T-L-A-H .org or .com. And, Kel, let's plan on and bringing some people together because, you know, in the 60s, blacks and whites stood shoulder to shoulder to defeat white racism in this country, and we did it. We stomped it out. But now we have to do the same thing to stomp out black racism, which is rising in this country and becoming extremely violent. And you can bet that the Muslims will be throwing gasoline on that fire every chance they get. So... mark your calendar for Gettysburg in next April, I believe it is.
That would be fantastic. And we have somebody else, Jim, I believe it is. Bill, do you want to take another call?
Absolutely. Bring on all callers.
Good evening, Bill.
Hi,
Bill. Hi, Kel. How are you doing?
Yes.
Yeah,
good.
I don't know
who am I talking to?
I'm Jim there. I'm calling from Boston, and I don't know if anybody heard the news today, what happened, well, over in Iran, that 80 Christians were rounded up for having communion service in a home.
And
of course, being a convert over in Iran, under the Quran, the religion of peace, it carries a death penalty. Now they rounded up 80. They rounded up 80 of them, but they're not going to kill them. Each person. They didn't say how many women, how many children, how many men, but all 80 of them are going to get 80 lashes. But of course, you don't hear it on the mainstream media here at all. You don't see it in the press. The radio talk show that I had on had it, and then I picked it up on, I think it was the BBC News also had it, you know, was covering it. But 80 of them will be receiving 80 lashes for going through communion, celebrating communion, the Lord's supper. And, you know, like I said, you know, and people think this religion is peaceful, and it's not. You know, if people can just get away from the lamestream media, I mean, the Financial Times and The Guardian, you know, even though they are left of center, they're pretty accurate with their stories along with the Daily Mail out of England. You know, and it's a shame that you have to go to foreign papers to find out how evil this cult is.
And I'm going to just halt everything right here and let the ladies and gentlemen know that this is Jim from Boston. Jim is one of my mainstays here on Red Fox Blogger. Jim is a semi-regular on Friday evenings when he's not working or walking the dogs or doing the dishes.
Yep.
I rely on Jim so much. I get in touch with him and I say, hey, Jim, can you help me out with this? Jim takes a lot of time out of his day to spend with me. So to hear Jim's voice on my show tonight is it's the cherry on the icing. So, Jim, thank you very much for being
Thanks,
here.
Thanks, Kel. But it's better that I hear your voice because I know you're still out there reaching a worldwide audience, educating people on this thing called Islam. I mean, I only can do it at a local level at work or what have you, but you've got a worldwide audience, and I hope people are sucking this up like a sponge to understand what they're trying to do. How they've infiltrated.
I'm so grateful to do it, and believe me, it's just I'm just one more little voice out there, but I am doing the best that I can. If I can reach one ear at a time, then I know that my work is done. But you know what, Jim? You called in to speak with Wild Bill, so I'm going to be quiet and let you and Bill have a conversation.
Well, I didn't really care because, like, I just called like about 15 minutes ago, so I really didn't catch his whole show here with you. But, you know, I've seen his YouTube videos and everything, and I think they're fantastic. And I like the idea of that rally down in Gettysburg. I mean, what other hallowed ground that you can hold something on to get the nation unified to combat this? I mean, for Jesse Jackson to say what he said, that the Muslims are the new America? No, I'm afraid not. Apparently, Jesse Jackass has got his head up where the sun don't shine, because these people, their religion, their cult is out to destroy what we have. I mean, they took two statues in Afghanistan that were designated as UN treasures, and they booted the two Buddha statues, and they destroyed them. Just stop and think, if they were, and it never will happen, it never will, so let's get that straight right now, but if they was to take over, do you think anything in Washington, Boston, San Francisco, that is a statue of some historic figure, battlefield, or civil rights figure like Martin Luther King, do you think the Muslims would let those stand? They don't believe
they
in idol worship. Nope, they'll destroy it all.
No, they took sledgehammers and destroyed, what was it, the Tomb of Abraham in Israel. And those Buddha carvings you're talking about, I remember that. They were 5,000 years old.
Yep.
Giant Buddha statues, and they shot them to pieces with tanks. That's how much respect Islam has for great treasures that belong to other cultures.
And
they
other
are the
religions.
Most intolerant people in the world, and other religions, yeah. And you bring up an excellent point here that this battle with Islam is not just a cultural battle. This is a major spiritual battle. You know, the spirit behind Islam is Lucifer himself. This is the Prince of Darkness pushing this religion around the world. And there's only one force in this world capable of defeating that, and that is Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and what he did on the cross. And one of the reasons that Islam is making such inroads in Europe is because Europe has walked away from the faith of its founders and is spiritually disarmed. They do not have the spiritual forces necessary to combat this demonic force of Islam that's coming across their nation. And this is something that this is an alarm that we need to sound from sea to shining sea, is that we need the believers in God to join us to defeat the demonic spirit of Islam. We will never defeat it politically.
No, you can't, because, you know, people in this country, they don't want to have fingers pointed at them being, oh, you're not politically correct. How can you offend people of the peaceful religion, you know, as people like to believe them? I mean, you look around the world. I remember somebody posted on Facebook, you know, 75% of the world's Muslims detest what's going on by the jihadists throughout the world. Well, you know, I posted back, I says, well, they're very quiet then, because you don't hear them complaining about what's going on in Nigeria, Mali. I mean, never mind Syria. I mean, we see what goes on in Syria, but now we're talking into Africa. When is it going to stop? It's never going to stop. Like Cal said earlier, they're on the march, like you said. You know, they want to establish their caliphate on this planet, but as you said, those who turn their back on Christ, we're going to pay the ultimate penalty for it. And these people, they know them. They themselves know that Christ is the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. And when that time comes, everybody will take a knee and admit that. And then it'll
That's
be too
right.
late for those who denied him.
That's right.
Jim, we are in a battle that began.
You said it perfect.
Yeah.
And we are in a battle.
We are in a battle that began at the Garden of Eden, and it's not going to end until Armageddon. And what we can do is that we can invest our lives in such a way as to make a difference for now and eternity. So another thing that T-Teams is doing is we're setting up state-by-state specialists to do church outreach, to basically slap the spurs to churches to get them to come out from behind doors and get into the fray. Because, you know, all over the world there are people who have a heart for God. And when people step up and say, this is what God says about this problem, they listen. And the voice of God has been absolutely silenced in all three of our countries, Canada, the U.S., and the U.K., God has been pushed right out of the public square, and the people have been intimidated into silence. And that is one thing that has got to change.
Well,
this is no time to be a silent Christian.
Well, it's just like now today. One of the guys told me his son is in the Marines. He's been out of boot camp now for about 6-7 months. And now they say if being on military duty, active duty, he was told that if you give knowingly to a Christian organization, you will be punished. It's bad enough.
Something about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I'm
going to
be
enough,
addressing that.
You know, it's bad enough that, you know, it's shameful that this administration is going after the chaplains, not to preach the gospel to our servicemen and women who want to hear it. You know, I mean, you know, it has to stop. It's a war in Christianity, like Fox has been advertising for one of their shows. I think it's on this weekend. I'm really not too sure, but it is a war on Christianity. And it's, you know, and people in this country, like the Europeans, people are starting to turn the blind eye. You know, eventually, like it says in the Bible, brother will turn against brother. You know, it could be my own brother turning me in because, you know, I accept Christ as my Lord and Savior from sin. He died on that cross for me. And my brother, who doesn't go to church, he just might point the finger at me and say, well, there's my brother over there. Take him. You know, you don't know. We don't know what tomorrow brings. It's not guaranteed.
I'm going
to bring
in Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. Finish your sentence.
I'm all done with that.
I'm going to bring in another person, and he is from across the pond, and this is Tim Burton, and he is another prolific speaker, and he speaks out against the issues of Islam as well. And, Tim, welcome to my humble program.
Well, thank you very much, Kel. Good evening to you, and good evening to you, Bill. It's very nice to get a chance to actually talk to you. I've been listening to this conversation with great interest, and it's been most enlightening in many ways, because we do need action to be taken on the ground now. For a long time, we've been in the UK talking about how bad it's all getting, but to be able to take action in the way you describe, that's very, very encouraging, very motivating, and I can see ways that it would work not just in the United States, but in every Western democracy in similar ways. And I'm just so motivated by the whole idea. There is a question I would like to ask you. If that's okay. Just before I do, though, I just want to check that you can hear me okay and I'm coming through loud and clear.
Coming in five by five.
Yes, I can hear you.
Sound good, okay. You sound good.
Okay. One of the things, when I first heard about the T-Team initiative, it was Frank from EDL who forwarded an email to me, and I thought, well, that sounds like quite a good idea. One of the first things that popped into my head was whether it might be worth forming small teams to go around and to where the clergy, the Christian clergy, are holding interfaith outreach sessions. Now, I'm not quite sure what it's like over in the United States, but over in the UK, there's a great fad for interfaith outreach, and the idea is that well-meaning Christian clergy hold meetings for their congregation, and they explain to them about the wonders of Islam, and they bring in a nice friendly imam who might have a few people with him to hand out little samples of curry or Muslim-related food, so everybody has a really good feel about the evening, while totally ignoring the insidious effects of the Islamic ideology that are permeating our country. Now, it's long been a a bit of a bugbear for me, but one of the things about interfaith outreach is that if you're going to try and build bridges with the Muslim community, anybody in the architectural industry who knows anything about building bridges knows that you've got to understand on what soil or what ground you're building that bridge on each side, and if you want to know what the ground is on both sides. And it seems to me that interfaith outreach, certainly in the UK, consists of well-meaning Christian clergy who want to build a bridge without knowing anything about the other side and the ground that it's built on. And such an effort, as in a construction of a real bridge, is going to be doomed to failure for very similar reasons. So it occurred to me that T-teams along the lines of what you were describing might be quite a good application to actually send a couple of knowledgeable guys into advertised interfaith outreach sessions, and maybe ask a few pointed questions and bring home to the congregation that in fact that well-meaning clergyman and that smiling imam might not be telling the whole truth. And the fact that they're not telling the whole truth could be to the detriment of everybody involved. And a little bit of enlightenment along those lines might be quite helpful. And I don't know what you think about the possibility of adapting T-teams to accommodate that aspect of increasing awareness amongst the general population.
I think that would be an excellent idea, because infiltration works. Quite often these imams go into a group and they just spew their sugary, sweet spiel about Islam, and nobody asks them any tough questions. I've seen this with the CARE representatives over here. And to have a group of people who are very knowledgeable go in there and ask those difficult questions, I think could really torpedo the message of Islam and hinder their ability to find what we call useful idiots, people that just go along to go along ignorantly. My own personal thoughts on these Christian interfaith people that do these kind of things is that they probably are not Christian at all. They just pose as Christians because anybody who knows what Islam teaches about the Christian faith would realize that Islam exists for one reason only, and that is to oppose the Son of God. They deny everything about the Lord Jesus Christ. They deny that he went to the cross for atonement for sin. They deny the resurrection. They deny everything about the ministry of Jesus Christ. It is anti-Christ at its core.
And, you know, if you go to, like, any bookstore, major bookstore like Barnes & Noble's, you can pick up the Quran, and even it says in there itself, you know, you're an infidel. You'll be put to the scimitar if you don't convert to Islam. I mean, how much more proof? I mean, that book hasn't evolved like the Christian Bible. We have the Old Testament. Christ came in. The new Gospels came in. Christ was teaching love. Love one another as I have loved you. You go to the Quran. Where does it say Muhammad loves you? Where does it say Allah loves you?
But yeah, I think, sorry to interrupt. I was just my train of thought as you were going along. I think there's no question that if you were to pick up the Quran and look for passages like that that extol love in the same way, you'd be sadly disappointed. But of course, most people never pick up a Quran and they don't really know a great deal about Islam. But there are still quite a few people, even in the UK, who go to church and they believe, by and large, the things that the clergy deign to tell them. And if a clergyman comes along and says, I'm going to get you a little bit more well-informed about Islam by bringing in this imam so that he can talk to you about how wonderful it is and how it's one of the great Abrahamic religions and how we all worship the same God and so on and so on and so on, the congregation there, if they don't know very much about Islam, and probably not a lot of them will know a great deal about Islam, they'll lap it up because they want to be seen to be accommodating
correct.
To this.
Oh,
they want to be polite.
Tim, such a great point, the Abrahamic, the so-called great religions of the Abrahamic influence.
For
goodness sake, I mean, all we have to do is look at the Temple Mount and know that there is going on forever.
Well, yeah, that's the point. You know that. I know that. Everybody who's listening in on the radio show tonight will, all in all likelihood, they will know that. But the people who are the targets of this interfaith outreach initiative that we see so often, with especially in the UK, we had only last week we had a very passionate lady called Jan Rennie from the Christian Defence League, who was explaining exactly. She was giving some examples of what was happening, and there was an Anglican church in somewhere in, I think it was in Kent in our country, in the southeast of the country, where the clergyman was going to do just that. He was going to run a series of programs in his church to teach his congregation Islam. And of course, you can bet your bottom dollar that it's going to be a whitewashed version of Islam. It's going to leave out all the nasty bits. But if nothing is done, the congregation are going to go away at the end of this program of lectures and so on, with the impression that they've really learned something positive about Islam and it all fits very well with Christianity and there's nothing to worry about. Now, where you've got that kind of insidious programming going on, presenting Islam in that way to people who don't know very much about it, it strikes me that we really only need for each event like that. You only need a couple of people to be in there to ask some pointed questions and put the clergyman and even perhaps the imam on the back foot. It's not as though you're going into a totally hostile environment where you're going to need four or five of you guys to sort of back each other up in case there's a fist fight. They tend not to go in for that in Anglican churches in this country. So I'd say maybe two people would probably be sufficient, and it would strike me that it would be a great use of resources. And if you have similar things over in the States, then you could do that in the same way. That would pretty much go. That would play pretty well, I would think, in most instances of interfaith outreach that they're trying to perform. But I mean, over here we're getting well-meaning clergymen who are actually opening up churches for Muslim worship. And I think that's absolutely appalling. And one hesitates to say that they're doing it for malicious reasons, but I get the impression that there's just a lot of ignorance going on out there, and a few well-chosen infiltrations by the T-teams along the lines you were describing might be a very good use of resources. So that's really what I wanted to suggest.
I agree.
I want to bring something up, and Tim, you jogged my memory in that. Wild Bill, I want you to address this. T-Teams USA, on October 17th, you and Pamela Geller and Tom Trento were almost banned from speaking in Florida because there was a certain Islamic group upset with you.
Oh yeah, we had an evening with Pamela Geller, Tom Trento, and Wild Bill from America. And of course, anytime Pamela Geller shows up anywhere, CARE shows up to oppose her. So CARE put out the word that they were going to show up. So we put out the word to our people to show up, prepared for confrontation, but CARE didn't show up. They tried to get the school to cancel the meeting to kick us out, because they have had success at doing that before, but it didn't work. And we had our meeting, and I sent a message via video of that to CARE that what they call hatred, we call protecting our children and respecting women. And we will never stop doing that. So Trento probably has that up on his website. I haven't seen it yet, but
yeah,
I'm hoping that CARE gets
brought
the message.
He brought it up on his radio program, his television program, and his website, yes. And I was speaking with Tom Trento there the other day, and he brought that up, and I said, what? It's amazing. The length, and this ties into what Frank has been discussing, what Jim is discussing, what Tim is discussing, what Jeff has been discussing, and it is amazing, the tentacles that reach out there, in that what happened to the second, or not even the second, well, the Second Amendment, we can have a whole new show about that one, Bill. But the First Amendment, yeah. What happened to that?
Well, it's just like, you know, about a month and a half back, 2 months ago, the senior cleric in Saudi Arabia came out in a statement, which wasn't carried on, of course, American news, so people don't believe it's true. And but he come out, he says he wants to wipe out any and all symbols of Christianity from the Middle East, along with Israel, of course. Now, of course, nobody said, you know, hey, you know, you got to apologize. You're offending me, which he did to say that. Now, you know, it's just like sometimes I'll get into a debate with a couple of people, and they'll say, well, it's okay to build a mosque here. I says, well, when was the last time a Christian church was built in the Middle East?
Yes.
Did not build, and they're blowing them up. Look at your Maronite Christians in Iraq, your Coptic Christians in Egypt, You look at what Christian community is left in Syria, what they've been doing to them. I mean, I tell people, go online and go to military.com. Look at some of those videos that are coming out. They had three truck drivers kneeling, and they were Alawites. And they didn't know the proper way to pray. And they gunned them down. And these were Shiites gunning these three unarmed truck drivers. Now, like I said, I'll throw this up. This is the religion of peace. This is what people say. Well, we have to get along. No, we don't have to get along with them. We just say, go back home. It is not a tolerant religion. Because it says in the Quran, as a Muslim, if you befriend an infidel, a Jew, a Christian, you yourself as a Muslim that befriended them, you yourself will die. I mean, give me a break. I mean, like you said, people don't understand. They'll come in with these interfaith services and they'll sugarcoat everything because people aren't intelligent. I'm not saying intelligent enough. People just don't want to learn. And if you don't learn about your enemy, what it's all about, then you're doomed. You know, people have to educate themselves. You can't always listen to me because I'm not always right. But at least let me feed you a little mustard seed so you can maybe someday go to a bookstore and pick it up and start looking at some of the passages in their book. And then maybe your eyes will open up and your ears will open up and you'll hear and see, my God, you know, this is the way it is. Like I've said it before on this show, this is the devil's army. That's it. I mean, they're killing Christians left and right in those countries, what I just said, the Coptic Christians, the Maronite Christians. I mean, I don't see the Coptic Christians fighting back, but, of course, if they do, they're probably getting slaughtered. These 80 people in Iran just for having a Christian service in a private home.
They're virtually gone out of the Middle East, the Coptic Christians. For goodness sake, we witnessed what happened this was not the Coptics per se, but we witnessed what is happening with the Christians in general. We saw what happened in Kenya, and we saw what happened in Pakistan a couple of weeks back there. It's very clear that there is a war on Christianity amongst the Islamic movement, and their caliphate is galloping. They are no longer shy about their intentions in the West.
I mean, look how they've infiltrated here.
And this is why I have Bill on the program, and I want to ask Bill about that, is that we do so many things on the Internet. Bill, your videos are absolutely fantastic. I have a question for you, Bill. Do you think that because we are so much apprised as to what is going on out there within the Islamic realm, that we have them on the defensive. We have them, and we have them, we know about them, we're on to them. Do you think they're getting more bold, and do you think that because they're on the defensive that they feel they have to make a great point and grandiose gestures at this day and age, Bill?
Oh, they're definitely concerned about the Tea Party movement and especially the Christian movement, because they know that the Christian Church has the power to completely destroy the Islamic agenda. This is one reason why they rely so heavily on the media blackout here in the U.S. They rely on lies and deception. That is their weapon, and we need to put our greatest weapon to work, and that is truth. Truth is the cure for Islam. This is why Islam works so hard to silence anybody who opposes it, is because they cannot stand up against honest discussion of the issues. Their argument falls to pieces. The evidence is overwhelming. You know, they've got 270 million dead bodies piled up of men, women, and children whose only crime was not being Muslim. So they have to silence us. Our greatest weapon at this point is the First Amendment and using the miracle of the Internet to get the message out. I like this idea of sending infiltrators into all of the meetings that CARE has with these useful idiots and challenging these false Christians who bring this false religion in and introduce it to people as if it's legitimate. To me,
yeah.
They are every bit as guilty as the imams of deceiving the people. And probably one-third of the New Testament is dire warnings against false preachers, false prophets. And these people need to be exposed for what they are. So, yeah, I'm coming up with some new plans for T-teams already.
Anything that you come up with, let me know, Bill, and I will ensure that I share it on the radio program right here, and I will also share it on my blog. I tell people, and I get this from Jeff of East Anglian EDL radio show, is that this is not my show, and my blog is not my own. It belongs to everybody. If there's a voice out there, if there's an idea out there, anything to help us fight the scourge, please let me know. Keep in touch with me. Keep me apprised, and I will ensure that I also get the word out there. So, Bill, I appreciate you for that.
Well, thank you very much. And let me put the word out that we do need some T-team organizers in the Boston area. That's one area where we do not yet have a leader for the T-teams up there. And I would like to see maybe this church outreach get started up in Boston, too. So, you know, if you're interested in getting involved with that, my friend, take a look at tteams.com and shoot me a message. Let's talk.
What was that again, Bill?
Plans.
What was that?
T-teams, T-teams.
Spell that for me.
T-E-A-M-S.com.
T-teams, right? Okay.
Yeah. Take a look at that.
I will.
It'll be very difficult because you know how the political situation here.
Jim, I'll send you the link on your Facebook page.
Yeah, because you know how it is here in Massachusetts. It's very politically correct. They don't want to offend anybody, but I will check it out. I belong to a pretty much a conservative church with our rules and everything and how we are, because we are a Congregationalist church, and more or less the congregants ourselves, we set the pace how the church is. I'm on the board of deacons, but, you know, overall, it's a tough nut to crack here in this liberal state the way it is. I mean, you know, you speak out against one, you know, like Islam, the next thing you know, you're paranoid, you know, And like I said, it's not that I know everything, which I don't. But, you know, I like when I do go to a bookstore like Barnes & Noble, I'll pick it up. You know, my wife will wander around. I'll pick it up and just open it up to whatever page I feel like and just see how bad it is. But, you know, especially if you say tea teams, of course you say, oh, my God, Tea Party, you're a fanatic here, you know. You know, they our own will just squash us as fast as, you know, as they would. You know, because like I said, it is a liberal way. But like I said, I'd be more than happy to take a look at it. You know, I'll go to your
page.
Take
a look at it. Let me know what you think.
Okay. Well, I got to run, guys. And it's great talking
Jim,
with you guys.
Jim, I
want to
thank
Kelvin,
you very, very
with you
much.
Again. And I'll
Jim,
be in touch
it's always
for sure.
A pleasure. And
thank
I just
you.
Sent you the link for the Yeti teams on your
okay,
page.
Okay, great.
I
appreciate that. Okay, and Kel, keep up the good work.
Thanks, Jim, and we'll be talking again very soon.
God
yes,
bless everybody
absolutely.
Out there. Okay,
God
good night, everyone.
You, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Good
yep.
night, Jim.
Good night, Jim.
Yep.
And we are pretty much getting close to wrapping up the show. We are down to our last 20 minutes of talking points, and I have Kat Strangler, and I have Frank still with us, and I want to give Frank a few minutes to say good night to you, Bill, if he's still there.
Yeah, I'm still here. I've just worked out what this horrible noise you keep getting on my. I think it's my laptop. It's the fan of my laptop.
Oh, okay.
That's
why I had to mute you. Okay.
Yeah. The only thing I can think of is sit in the fridge next week so it stays cool. I don't know how to stop it. I'm sorry, but anyway, I wanted to catch up and pick up on something Bill was saying earlier about, you know, the Christian faith. Now I just accepted the words that I, the way I received them from school and everywhere, I just accepted the principles of the gospel. And it doesn't matter if Jesus was, I just accepted it spontaneously as a kid. Nobody needed to tell me about it. It just, and I just spontaneously and naively, as it turns out, but that was a long time ago, but I just accepted it as, yeah, well, if that's the rules everybody's playing by, that's where I'll play. You know, that's the way I'll play it. But, you know, you live and learn, don't you? Not everybody's playing by the same rules. But there's one thing we've got to clean our own closet out before we can start shouting about others, really. There's one thing that really has got me. Now, Jesus died, I was told, on the cross to negate all my sins, to forgive all my sins. Now, this is 2,000 years before I even done them, right? Now, yet, I'm still lumbered with this eternal mortgage for the original sin. How come he can't sort that one out? How come he didn't square that one off? And I'm still, you're still feeling guilty about it. We've got to pack that up. I'm never going to desert what I know is the principles of Christianity, but if a vicar or a bishop tells me good morning, I'm going to check my watch.
Right, you are, Frank. Yeah.
Well, Frank, actually, he did deal with that original sin. You have to remember that God exists beyond time and space. He exists in eternity, and the Bible says that our names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life long before the foundation of the world. When Jesus went to that cross, he took the penalty for every sin ever committed. And
why am I still paying interest on that mortgage? On that
If you believe in Jesus Christ and have repented of your sins, you are forgiven 100%, lock, stock, and barrel. And you are indwelled with the Holy Spirit who encourages you to walk according to the law of God. Now, we will never be perfect until we get into eternity, but the forgiveness is absolute and complete.
Okay.
But it's only for those who have accepted Christ and what he did on the cross. We can still reject Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, and then we carry the burden for our sins. So the forgiveness is there for those who believe in Jesus as the Son of God and confess him as Lord.
Yeah, but that's just the final scrub-up. I'm talking about the current account here and now. I mean, people start getting the impression that because we're forgiven in the hereafter, we've been exempt the consequences of what we do today, you know? It's like that old story about all my life, every Christmas I used to pray for a bicycle. Then eventually I stole one and prayed for forgiveness instead.
Well,
Frank,
God is...
That's brilliant, yeah. No, I'm just giving Frank the very final word, and Bill, I'm giving you a chance to give him a final response to that, and then we're going to let him address you.
Oh, okay, my turn? Okay, yeah, the gift of salvation is there, Frank, for those who accept Jesus Christ as their Savior and believe in what he did on the cross. And yeah, we are free to. We have free will. We can sin. We can do what we want. But you know what? You will lose rewards in heaven for that, and you'll have to live with the consequences here on this earth. Yeah, I'm far from being a perfect man. I do things that I regret regularly. Hate to admit that, but I do. And it's nice to know that there is forgiveness available. You know, those that the Bible also says that for those who sin willingly, there is no more atonement for sin. So, you know, those that believe in Christ who sin willingly are going to answer to their Heavenly Father. You know, it's not a get-out-of-jail-free card. We are expected to walk with Christ and be more and more like Christ every day of our lives. Those who claim to be Christian but who do horrible things, well, the Bible warns about them too. It says you will know them by their fruits, and there's a lot of people who claim to be Christian who really are not. So keep your eyes on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's the one that you need to be watching, and put your trust in him, not in man.
And the only way to stay in contact with that spirit is through your own conscience. It really is. You can't trust anything else. What was all this tequila going about? You've got to rely on your own conscience.
You can trust the Word of God. Get a copy of the New Testament. The New Testament is your owner's manual. So if you don't have a Bible, let me know, and I will send you one. I would like for you to have a good copy of God's Word, because that is the nourishment for the human soul. If you want to be strong for the battle, you need to know God's truth. So
I would
be happy to do that.
I promise, Frank, that I will ensure that you are able to get in touch with Bill. I will ensure that. I promise you that, Frank.
We're already in touch. We're already in touch.
Very good.
It's
very
just Bill's very busy. Bill's very busy, and I don't want to stalk him.
Oh, I stalk him all the time.
My favorite stalker of all.
There you go. But I do want to allow Tim to have a good night here. Tim is my regular panelist on Red Fox Blogger on Monday afternoons, and he has taken so much time out of his evening. It's very late for him. So, Tim, I very much appreciate your being here. And do you have any final comments for Bill?
All through the evening, I've been struck by the passion. Not only what Bill has to say, but the various people that have called in, and they all seem to be very, very passionate about the righteousness of Christianity over something like Islam. And I'm not disputing it for a moment. What I would say is that when it comes to the practicalities of the fight against Islam, you don't necessarily have to be versed 100% fully versed in all the details of Christian ideology to know that you're on the right side, because at the end of the day, the people who are on the wrong side are telling you that in fact there isn't a good and an evil side, and that's how you know that's the evil side. The people who are on the right side can specifically point to the differences between good and evil, like all these people have been doing when they call in today, and that's how you know they're on the right side, because they can point out the difference between good and evil. And the people who are currently on the left in politics on both sides of the pond are at great pains to point out that good and evil are all relative, and that nothing is totally good and nothing is totally evil, and that's how you know they're evil. I know it sounds like a little bit of a philosophical paradox I'm trying to point out here, but what I was getting at is, you don't need to be versed in every tiny detail of the Bible, although I'm sure that would help. You just need to know what the difference is between good and evil, and be passionate enough to fight it. And I see plenty of passion every time I call into the radio show, and I have the privilege of listening to people like Bill some of the other people who over the past few months since I've got to become familiar with Blog Talk Radio, and I've listened to a lot of people, I hear the same passion in their voices, and that's the passion of people who know the difference between good and evil and who are willing to stand up for one against the other, and that's what we need. And the more of those people we can get on the board, the better off we're all going to be in the end. So that's really what I'd like to say. And it's been a privilege to be on your show tonight.
You wrapped it perfectly. You wrapped it perfectly. And I'll let Bill address you and say goodnight. We are very close to the end of the program. But I'll let Bill say goodnight to you, Tim.
Okay, that's great. It's been great being on tonight, Kel.
Well, I think Tim said the most profound thing we've heard on the entire show. I was very impressed with that. So those that are incapable of telling the difference between good and evil are clearly on the side of evil, and those who are on the right side definitely do know the difference between right and wrong. I'm going to be chewing on that for this week. That's a great insight, Jim.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Bill,
I will
tell you something, that Tim is a regular panelist on East Anglian EDL radio show, and he is my co-panelist on Red Fox Blogger Monday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Every Monday you can hear Tim, and every Thursday, Friday, and Sunday you can hear Tim. This man is absolutely amazing. I'm so glad that I discovered him.
You're too kind,
yeah.
Kel. You're too kind. But I'm really pleased that I felt I could contribute something of use, Bill. So I hope we'll get the chance to speak again soon.
Well, hopefully I will get a chance to get over there and actually visit face to face.
Well, that would be good too. That would be good too.
I would love to attend some EDL rallies and meet some of the people and give them a word of encouragement and just to see the UK again. Well, that is my favorite country in the world for a vacation holiday. So maybe we'll be able to meet one of these days.
Well, I certainly
look forward
to that.
You better be careful. You might be banned.
Not yet. I made sure Pamela Geller knew that I can still go to England.
And Robert Spencer.
Yeah.
I have to thank you, everybody. Tim, I will be speaking with you on Monday, if not sooner.
Yes,
Bill,
indeed.
I am so grateful. And Frank, thank you so very much as well for calling in. I'm very humbled that I had three fine gentlemen join me on my radio program tonight. I will be back on Monday afternoon with Tim Burton, and that is the freedom-loving infidel. And on Monday, Tim and I, we're taking on the UN, so be warned.
Yeah, single-handed. Well, double-handed.
Can you link that, please?
And we expect to win.
Can you link that, please, Kill?
No. Good.
Oh,
well,
yes.
you've run the UN out.
Yeah,
I'm going to give California to Canada. And let's move the UN to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, right now.
Oh, Bill, I'm going. You know what? I'm going to phone you in the middle of your supper again and say, "Hey,
my
Bill,
supper is in the microwave." So
I got a new topic.
Call me
in
about 20 minutes. All right.
Oh, Bill, I want to thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, that was my guest, and that is Wild Bill for America. If you are not familiar with Wild Bill for America, I hope this radio program apprised you of who this gentleman is. He is a true American patriot. He is fighting for your rights. He is fighting for your First Amendment, and he is not going to be chased out of some sort of he's not going to be chased out by an organization called CARE, the Council of American Islamic Relations, because that's not what we're all about. We are all about telling you, apprising you, sharing with you the true truth of the scourge. We will always speak up against the scourge, and we will always educate regarding the scourge. This is why I am so grateful that I have people like Wild Bill for America. And please go to his YouTube channel and check out his videos. He is not only a patriot for your rights in the United States, but he is also an international patriot in that he speaks out against the scourge. So please share this program. Let people know. We are so many voices out there. We have so much to say. We have so much to share. I am going to leave you on that. I want to leave you, though, before I forget. I have a new programming note for you. As of this Wednesday, well, actually, as of last Wednesday, I thought this might be a one-shot deal, but now this is going to be a regular occurrence on the Red Fox Blogger, Restore Australia, and that is with Mike Holt. He is going to do a one-hour program every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. Mike Holt, he is well-known for his sticker campaign, Stop Halal Food and Be Apprised of Halal Foods. Be informed of what you are purchasing. That is his. And he is also a federal politician, and he is going to be your voice right here on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. So you'll have to tune in for that. Ladies and gentlemen, we are totally done. I truly want to thank everybody who joined me. I want to thank people who joined me on the line. I want to thank Tim. I want to thank Frank. I want to thank everybody who joined me in the chat room. I want to thank Egador, one of my favorite men in the world, actually. Well, yeah. You see, yeah. Tim says, "Yo, Kel." But Egador, he is a real true voice for the American people as well. And you can check out his YouTube channel as well. But I want to thank British News. That's my army. I want to thank Doc. I want to thank Drake's Drum. I want to thank Jeff of East Anglian EDL Radio Show, of whom I produce for. I want to thank Eric Kyle. I want to thank Frank of EDL. I want to thank the guests that came in here. I want to thank Lady Michelle. I want to thank Zook Zangston. And by the way, Zook Zangston, he did the graphic works for my show highlights that you see there. So you guys are absolutely fantastic. I can't say enough about you. There are so many people that joined me. They popped in, they popped out. I had Holger here. I had so many other people here. I want to thank everybody that listens in archive, and now I feel like I'm standing up at the Academy Awards going, "Oh, you love me. You really love me." So I'm going to get out of here. Thank you guys. Enjoy your weekend. We will see you on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Oh, and because of the time change, you'll get your notifications. The show will be on 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time until North America catches up with the changes going on at GMT. Oh, okay. And Tim, report
yep.
me. But we will also see you back here on Monday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Red Fox Blogger. Ladies and gentlemen, and Bill, thank you especially for joining me. Ladies and gentlemen, have yourself a great weekend. And remember, it's mass Islamity. We have to stop the insanity. Have a great night. Good night, everybody, and thank you.
Yep, good night, everyone.